Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the Men of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Commodores, Rare Earth, the Four Tops, Ed Woodstar, the Jackson 5, Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass, and the Messages. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature the Men of Motown.
Paradise, 'cause I looked into a pair of eyes, and what I thought was the look of
Commodores featuring Lionel Richie and I Feel Satisfied. And that song only reached number 75 in the United States pop charts in 1974. It was their second 45 on Motown. The first one, Machine Gun, fared much better, reaching number 22 that same year. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and I Don't Blame You at All, reaching number 18 from 1971. And we started with Stevie Wonder, a great song, Heaven Help Us All, number 9 from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, a great song from Rare Earth, Get Ready. Well, Get Ready was written by Smokey Robinson, which resulted in two hit records for the Motown record label. label, a number 29 version by The Temptations in 1966, and a number 4 version by Rare Earth in 1970, which we'll hear. It was significant for being the last song that Smokey wrote and produced for The Temptations, due to a deal Berry Gordy made with Norman Whitfield, that if Get Ready did not meet with the expected degree of success, which it didn't. As a result of this, Norman Whitfield replaced Smokey Robinson as The Temptations group's producer. Well, Rare Earth's version of Get Ready was the band's first recording for Motown, and it was based on a version of the song it performed as a closing number to their live performances. Well, their version sold in excess of 1 million copies in the United States, earning a gold certification from the RIAA. Well, in the live show, each member of the band performed a solo, resulting in a 21-minute rendition of the song. Well, Rare Earth wanted to release Get Ready as a single, but Motown declined it first, issuing the unsuccessful song called Generation Light Up in the Sky as the band's first single. Finally deferring to the band's wishes in February 1970, Motown released a 3-minute edit of the song as a single from the 21-minute version, which became a hit. Well, here is Get Ready, Rare Earth, right here on Motown.
Never mind a girl. Cause I really need you.
Really, really need you.
And I need for you to need me too.
Need for you to need me too.
I have built my world around you.
Built my world around you.
I'm so thankful that I found you. Because
loving you
has made my life sweeter than ever. Yes, it has. Cause I really love you.
Really, really love you.
Well, I'm thankful that you love me too.
Thankful that you love me too.
I have built my world around you.
Built my world around you.
And I'm truly glad I found you. Because loving you has made my life sweeter than
with Stopper in Sight, parentheses, SOS, parentheses, and then reached number 48 in the United States pop charts in 1966. It was originally recorded and released on the Rick-Tick record label, Motown bought Rick-Tick. Before that, the Four Tops and Loving You Was Sweeter Than Ever, reaching number 45 from 1966. That song was co-written by Stevie Wonder. And we started with Rare Earth and Get Ready, number 4 from 1970, and their first 45 of the Motown record label. This is Motown Magazine with Tom Fallon. For this hour, featuring the men of Motown. Well, coming up, the Jackson 5 and Mama's Pearl, right here on Motown.
Psycho chills up and down my spine. We kiss for thrills when you draw the line. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Cause your mama told you that love ain't right. Don't you know the love? Down
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
With a catchy tune, That's the Way a Woman Is, and only reached number 62 in the United States pop charts in 1971. The Messengers were from Michigan, and before that, Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Brass. The song was called 6x6. It didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1966. And we start with the Jackson 5 and Mama's Pearl, number 2 from 1971. Well, this half hour features some great songs from the Men of Motown. Well, coming up after the break, more Men of Motown songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.